Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos Daf Test. This is going to be an abbreviated session because I'm in the midst of traveling. I want to make sure you get the points and the simon for today. So here we go. The three points we're going to focus on. Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said, the Rav Meir was of the opinion that it's forbidden to use a post 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in Rishus Yachid to rearrange a burden on, even though the post has the status of Rishus Yachid and the person standing in Rishus Yachid. Why? Because as a safeguard against doing the same thing on an elevation in Rishus Rabim, which would then involve a violation of transferring from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid. Point number two, Rav Achan bar Yaakov explains the various reasons why the second mission in the Perek forbids beginning certain activities on any weekday shortly before Mincha Gadol until he davens as precautionary measures that one should not come to miss Mincha. So one shouldn't start getting a haircut lest the barber's scissors break. One shouldn't enter a bathhouse lest someone going to use the steam bath becomes faint. One shouldn't enter a tannery lest someone going to inspect his hides discovers a flaw in his merchandise and becomes preoccupied with it. One shouldn't start a small meal lest he extends his meal. One shouldn't judge a case lest the judge at the end of the case dealing with his verdict sees a reason to reconsider it and overturns his verdict. And point number three, the Mishnah state that when one has already begun one of these activities, he does not need to interrupt them in order to daven. The Gemara defines the beginnings for each of the activities. So when it comes to a haircut, it's when one puts the barber's cloth on his lap. In terms of the bathhouse, it's when one removes his cloth. In terms of the tannery, it's when one slips his arms out of his sleeves and ties the sleeves behind his back. In terms of a meal, Rav said when one washes his hands, and Rav China says when one unfastens his belt, and the Gemara clarifies that Rav China was referring to those in Bava who were accustomed to gird themselves tightly. All right, now let's do a review. So Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said that Rav Meir was of the opinion that it is forbidden to use a post 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide in a Rishus Yachid to rearrange a burnon, even though the post has the status of Rishus Yachid and the person is standing in Rishus Yachid. Why? As a safeguard against doing the same on an elevation in Rishus Rabim, which would then involve a violation of transferring from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yachid. Number two, Rav Achan bar Yaakov explains the various reasons why the second mission in the Perek forbids beginning certain activities on any weekday shortly before Mincha Gedolah until he davens as precautionary measures that one should not come to miss Mincha. So in terms of a haircut, maybe the barber's scissors will break. In terms of entering a bathhouse, maybe someone going to use a steam bath will become faint. In terms of entering a tannery, maybe someone going to inspect his hides discovers a flaw in his merchandise and becomes preoccupied because of it. In terms of a small meal, he might extend it into a larger meal. Or in terms of judging a case, it might be that a judge at the end of the case dealing with his verdict sees a reason to reconsider and overturns the verdict. And number three, the Mishnah state that when one has already begun one of these activities, he doesn't need to interrupt them in order to daven. And the Gemara defines the beginning for each of the activities. In terms of a haircut, it's when one puts the barber's cloth on his lap. A bathhouse is when one removes his clothes. Tannery, when one slips his arms out of the sleeves and ties the sleeves behind his back. In terms of the meal, Rav said when one washes his hands. Rav China says when one unfastens his belt. And the Gemara clarifies that Rav China was referring to those in Bava who were accustomed to gird themselves tightly. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for Daf Tes is a teapot because of the T sound in Tes and T, and also because a Tes sort of looks like a teapot. So here we go. The barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot on top of a 10 tefachim post that read, no burdens here, to remind his customers to daven mincha before he placed the barber's cloth on their lap. Once again, in slow motion. The barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot. Teapot that reminds us we're on Daf Tes. The barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot. That reminds us, Rav Achan bar Yaakov explains the various reasons why the second mission of the Perek forbids beginning certain activities on any weekday shortly before Mincha Gedolah until he davens as a precautionary measure that one should not come to miss Mincha. So a haircut, because lest the barber's scissors break. Going to a bathhouse, lest someone going to use a steam bath becomes faint. A tannery, lest someone going in to inspect his hides discovers a flaw in his merchandise and becomes preoccupied because of it. A small meal, lest he extends his meal. And judging a case, lest a judge at the end of the case dealing with his verdict sees a reason to reconsider and overturn his verdict. So the barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot on top of a 10 fucking post that read, no burdens here. That reminds us that Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said the Rav Meir was of the opinion that it's forbidden to use a post 10 fucking high and 4 fucking wide in Rishus Yachid to rearrange a burden on, even though the post has a status of Rishus Yachid and the person is standing in Rishus Yachid. Why? As a safeguard against doing the same on an elevation Rishus Rabim, which would then involve a violation of transferring from Rishus Rabim into Rishus Yachid. So the barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot on top of a 10 fucking post that read, no burdens here, to remind his customers to daven mincha before he placed the barber's cloth on their lap. And that reminds us, the Mishnah says that when one has already begun one of these activities, he does not need to interrupt them in order to daven. The Gemara defines the beginnings of each of these activities. When it comes to a haircut, it's when one puts the barber's cloth on his lap. When it comes to the bathhouse, when one removes his clothes. The tannery, when one slips his arms out of his sleeves and ties the sleeves behind his back. The meal, Rav said, when one washes his hands. Rav Chanina says, when one unfastens his belt. And the Gemara clarifies that Rav Chanina was referring to those in Bavel, who were accustomed to gird themselves tightly. So once again, the barber kept his broken scissors in a teapot on top of a tent-fucking post that read, "No burdens here," to remind his customers to daven mincha before he placed the barber's cloth on their lap. This is Rabbi Avram Goldman from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.